Ms. Skinner's? Do you want me to take that one down, Ms. Skinner?
If I have it, I'll do it. Yeah, I have it. But let me just find the paperwork.
Thank you. Yeah, Ms. Skinner. Ms. Skinner, if you'll just give us a moment, the next voice you will hear is Mr. Johnson, who will be handling your hearing.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Ms. Skinner. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you just please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Elizabeth Skinner, 291-099.
Okay, Ms. Skinner, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. The Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as a parole officer, is Mr. Westby.
Okay.
Ms. Skinner, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney when you were representing yourself today?
I'm not representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Skinner, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on the warrant states that you're violating the Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by the failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report to and secure residents at Tradition Family House, 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about February 27, 2018, as verbally directed on February 26, 2018. The vendor's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's no sounder from supervision. Ms. Skinner, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. So based on the admission of Ms. Skinner, I would find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapsed, or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Something by Mr. Quinones.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear. I didn't hear any of the last stuff that you said, I apologize.
Oh, no problem. So, based on your admission, I move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your community supervision, and that you may have lapsed or you're about to lapse into criminal ways or a company. I made the motion. It was seconded by Mr. Quinones, and it was agreed with by Mr. Neal. Now we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing, at which time the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. Okay?
Okay.
Prior to going into phase two, or while we're in phase two to get started, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information from Mr. Westby. After that, I'm going to go with some information with you. Then we'll give you the opportunity to make any statements or information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On January 31st, 2018, Ms. Skinner was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested March 27th, 2018, Lane by Phoenix PD, no new charges. She was back at DOC on March 27th, 2018, with an adjusted CSID of September 28th, 2018, 28 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, two counts, each for 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2014, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is her second term at DOC, CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2014, transition release completion, 7 months. She has no disciplinary violations. Other arrest, 2005, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2006, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2006, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G5B4.
Ms. Skinner, I see that when you were released from prison, you were released and approved to reside placement at Traditions Halfway House at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix, Arizona. And then on February 24th, you were discharged from Traditions program due to a positive UA for methamphetamine that was administered by the Halfway House. And then you were permitted and scheduled to return to Traditions program on February 27th. However, you failed to do so, and your current whereabouts are unknown. Why didn't you go back to Traditions, Ms. Skinner?
Why did I not go back to Traditions?
Yeah.
Because I felt that it was too detrimental to my history of drug use. I felt that it was too much of a temptation there, and I tried to go somewhere else. And my parole officer denied letting me go anywhere else.
Okay.
He even denied letting me go to a different half hour.
Okay.
That's hard.
Okay, so why did you stop communicating with your parole officer?
Because he refused to let me go anywhere else, and he was making me go back to the halfway house, and I didn't want to currently be stuck in the situation I was in.
Okay, where'd you go to?
Okay.
Where did you go to?
I was in my husband's house. He couldn't even know where I was at. I mean, I did tell him the address of where I was.
Were you working during that period of time, or what were you doing?
I was job searching. I actually had an interview at a local, the Sonic right there, and then a little smoke shop, and I wasn't able to,
So say that when you were released February 13th, you had a negative urine test, and then February 26th, they did a RAS swab, and you tested positive for both amphetamines and methamphetamine. So did you immediately renounce and not do drugs, begin to do drugs when you got out of prison, or were you just a continuation of doing drugs?
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so.
I mean, some of it is just like it's a mumble, and I'm hard of hearing as it is, and the volume on the phone won't go up anymore.
Okay, so when you were released from prison, you had a negative UA on February 13th of 2018. Then on February 26th, 2018, they did an RSWAB. And on saliva, and you tested positive both for methamphetamine and amphetamines. Did you just continue to use drugs, or did you relapse once you got out?
I relapsed once I moved into the halfway house. I tried for, it lasted maybe 2 weeks, and then I gave in to temptation. I would admit 100% that I'm an addict and I do have a problem, and I need some form of rehabilitation. And getting in here is not really, you know, I feel that I'm just going to go out there and abuse me again, and I don't want to do that. So, me personally, I feel like I need rehab, to be honest.
Okay, it says that during the office visit is when they did the swab, and they were
offered to put you in programs, but you declined, stating that you hadn't used any drugs recently.
Because I was under the influence at the moment.
And so your PO couldn't put you in a different program if you were telling them and declining to go into a program because you were...
He wanted to put me in meeting classes.
Okay, and what was wrong with that?
I was currently under the influence at the time, and I didn't feel like I needed anything.
Okay. Well, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Ms. Skinner, the board's about to go into discussion, and we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No, I'm sorry.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. So the board's going into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I have a stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place of, between the board, and then we'll make a decision whether we vote on reinstating community supervision. We'll get back with you after we come out of discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now into discussion. Ms. Skinner was actually put in programs. She said she went to the Apple House and there was too much drugs going there. And she fell into the temptation. She went to a PO, did an oral swab at the PO's office, came back. The test came back positive for methamphetamine as well as amphetamines. He tried to put Ms. Skinner into a program, but Ms. Skinner said she refused because she was under the influence of drugs at the time and didn't think she really needed to be in a program or go to any classes at that time. I think that Ms. Skinner will be released on September 28th of this year, 2018. I think if she takes the time while she's still in custody, give the bottom some NAAA programs and start working on herself, that she'll have the opportunity to get herself together so that when she is finally released, she won't have to go to a halfway house, she won't be on parole, and she won't have to report to a parole officer. And I think that she works on getting herself together while she's incarcerated, that she'll be a productive citizen once she's released back out to the streets. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Skinner, find that she was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses about the lapses of criminal ways of the company, as she had been a absconder for 28 days, and she did relapse using both amphetamines and methamphetamines. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, the motion was made by myself, it was seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed with by Mr. Neal. Ms. Skinner?
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on September 28th of 2018. Hopefully while you're still incarcerated, get involved in NAAA or some program so that when you are released, you won't be on any parole, you won't have to report to parole officer, you won't be on any community supervision. And hopefully you'll be a productive citizen from that point on and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement. Thank you for the opportunity for appearing before this board, Ms. Skinner. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you.